Welcome to this week's episode of the Nerd Ramblers. This week we discussed Netflix release titled Postcards, even though I'm titling it a memo, because nobody sent
A
any
letter,
postcard, a letter.
a phone
Anyway,
call.
we did have some ramble in the beginning. All the timestamps are in the description. And yeah, let's get right into the episode. Like I was just saying how technology is out to get us because
I'm so fat.
we have actually been through a lot. And
You know what? I feel like we're going to. You see last week's episode. We're just going to call it. If we ever find a way to release it, it's going
like
to
a
be the lost
bonus one.
episode.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bonus episode, and it will be titled "The Lost Chronicles" or
When I'm
something.
finally able to
Because
convert it to like an editable audio file, because I do not understand that audio just went into oblivion. It just exists somewhere in the clouds, because
in the
I don't know
ether.
why. But
There's never many
yeah.
to understand. Last week, let's even not even talk about this week. Last week was chaotic. Last week was a struggle bus week. And we still somehow, in between all of that, said no. We didn't come this far to come this far. We're going to record. We are going to upload it. We're going to pretend nothing happened.
Even though we
To
spoke
even
about what
record,
happened,
Gonsef.
we actually did speak about
We
what happened
did.
in the episode. I don't want to speak about it again, because
Admit it.
I want the episode to come out and for you guys to actually hear what happened. But yeah.
Because, oh God, no, that week was just, it was mental. Anywho, darling, how's your week been this week?
Also very crazy.
Oh, preach.
It had just been it was a not any bit. It was actually very chaotic. To me, glass was from left to right, up and down. I don't
See.
even know what to turn. And semester is ending next week. I have three exams left.
Oh,
Can't wait to be done. And
I
someone
can't
was
wait for
asking
you to be
me.
done, to be honest.
Someone was asking me if I'm going to take summer class. I was like, what?
Summer who?
For where?
All the school you schooled. I don't understand.
No,
They want to kill
thank
you.
you. No, I'm not in a hurry to finish. The amount of that they say you finish. You know, some people take summer class so they finish earlier. It's don't worry. I'm good.
That is giving
I'm not
overachiever, is
rushing.
giving oversabi, is
I'm
giving
not
why you
rushing
stressing
anywhere.
yourself.
I know the rush. I'm not rushing anywhere. You see, I registered for next semester already, and
Yeah.
all my classes are either fully online or hybrid, because I cannot conquer
Love
myself.
that for you. See.
And the only reason why this semester was so chaotic was because I registered late and all good classes were already full. So I had no
You
choice. But you see,
got to
I am
just
like
go.
5 months ahead of next, like the next semester is on to like end of August. I already registered like last week. I was like, nobody's gonna catch me unawares. This one, I haven't been
Is
prepared. I made sure I took my
not a
time.
case
All
of
classes were
by
still
mistake.
available. I was just online everywhere. I said, wow, this is what I missed out on last year. Oh God. So yeah, this week as well, I
Oh.
watched, and I feel like we have to rearrange our agenda a bit, because most times I end up saying my YouTube Nollywood recommendations in the beginning just because it's part of my week. Like, it's how my week went, you
And the ginger
get.
in your body to talk about this is too deep.
Karina, I'm going to shock you. I'm going to
Ah,
shock you.
I'm
This
scared.
week, let me know if you say this week. Today, I had an experience.
Oh,
So
child.
I was on YouTube as usual for Nollywood movies to watch. I already told you I have a YouTube Nollywood recommendation. That movie is hilarious. It's still my Nollywood recommendation
Okay.
for this week, but I'm going to give you guys double for your trouble because we didn't have an
Game,
episode last week.
game.
So I'm just going to like put the two recommendations for this week, because this movie was actually very interesting to me. And
Not
this is
that
what
bad.
happened. Yeah, to me, this is what happened, right? I didn't know that. I've been seeing Iyabara cat on my YouTube, and I don't like Iyabara cats. Not like I don't like Bimbo Adeyemo, but Iyabara cat is my kind of humor. It's a bit too exaggerated for me. I'm sure an Iyabara cat exists in real life, but I've never met her, so I can't relate. Yeah, so I've only watched a few episodes that like people that are like co-starring with her are people that I want to see. Like the one that had, I think she has Uzo a few times. And whenever I see him, I just like to watch him, so I watch it. And I think she had somebody else. I was like, then I watched it, but normally I watch it. And I've been trying my best not to watch it, so they stop recommending it to me because I'm not interested. Come to find out today that I'm actually subscribed to Bimba Adeboye, and that is why. I'm like, what did I do? I'm in a slip of the tongue because I don't understand.
So, all the while you have been complaining and
I
being
was
angry and trying
blaming
to figure out
YouTube.
what's wrong, you were the problem.
I was the problem. But how did I even find out I was subscribed? I saw a movie and I didn't even look at, because when it comes to like YouTube Nollywood, I don't really look at who posts it, except it's something like, wow, I really like that. I'm gonna check like what's this. If I'm not subscribed to them, I'll subscribe, check out the other movies they have or whatever. So I just saw a movie. It had Timini in the front and Bimbo Adeyemo. I already rolled my eyes. But I just said, you know
I
what? I
saw it
clicked on
on
it.
Twitter today.
Chill. Movie was posted a day ago and it has almost 1.5 million views and it is worth it. I'm here to tell you that this is another movie that Timini did not completely offend me, and I'm starting to see the green lights. Not like I'm seeing that
You
he
know
did. No,
what?
I'm like, you know what? Maybe he has just little the scripts have just not been in his favor this past few times, because this was a spoiled. You know how the last time we're like, when we did Tribal Judah, we're like, maybe because he wasn't playing a spoiled brat, blah, 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 and that's why. But he was actually typecast. Like, this was a spoiled brat, and it wasn't bad. And let me bust your brain. It was the production.
I am
And the
intrigued.
story,
You have
was
my
good.
attention.
And it was a
You
love
have my
story
attention.
that became a tragedy because somebody died at the end. And it was interesting. Like, it tracked. Because when you see, like, from the very beginning, you could already tell, not like you could tell, from the very beginning, how do I put it? There was a trend. So when it happened at the end, you knocked all pieces together from the very beginning. Like, you wouldn't, when something happened at the beginning, it's like, okay, it happened. Like, you don't really put your mind towards it
It's all a
until when,
breadcrumb.
like, breadcrumbs, exactly. And I like how she did the bread. I don't know who wrote it, if she wrote it or whatever, but that's how I knew that I was subscribed. Because when I watched the movie, I was like, And I said, who posted this? And I saw Bimba Adeyemo. I was like, oh, okay, let me see if she has done other movies. Because I only know her for Ibarakat and Suryadu, Taylor or something. I was like, does she actually have other movies? I went there. Only to find out I was subscribed. I was like, really? So I'm the problem. But yeah, the movie is it's on YouTube, obviously. It's a very interesting one. And I think the name, let me find it real quick. The title of the movie is Unexpected Places. Yeah. I mean, like, on the scale of 1 to 100, how like Timini didn't
Why are we
upset,
scaling it all the way to 100?
like,
I'm
I
sorry.
mean, percentage wise, no.
Okay, because I'm
Like,
wondering how much grace you're trying to give in this situation.
no. Timini's acting, I would say it was 78%. Because he acted the spoiled brat. And I know, like, that's what he normally does. But whenever he does it, it upsets me. But this one didn't upset me because I was like, yeah, like, you are who you are supposed to
Upsets
be.
you.
Yeah, so I wasn't upset. I was like, I even laughed. Like, it was even funny at some points.
So
Like, there's
then,
one
do you now
point.
think
Yeah.
that now makes the hypothesis that it's a case of, how it's being directed or how it's being written, that's the problem, not him.
Yeah. I would say it's not him, because I would say it's not, I would say it's not completely him. Just because there's something he does with his face too that I'm like, you know, boys are always trying to look fine, like they're always trying to maybe bite their lip or something. That one is all him. Like, no director is telling you to that, please. That's your
Yeah,
fault.
they've all
So
watched
calm.
one too many Hollywood movie and they think that that is the
Exactly.
way.
Exactly. So
You calm
that's
down.
his fault. But yeah, I mean, I think that he will benefit very well with good direction. Yeah, I didn't hate it, and I was like, okay, Bim Bom. I don't know if she directed it or anything, but she tried. It was a good one. So
That's
that's me.
nice.
So at the end of this episode, I'll give another YouTube Nollywood original one. I wanted to give is what I'll do at the end.
2-for-1 special. Love
Yes,
that.
so yes, so okay, so Nolly Baby updates.
Do we have an Nollie Baby update? See, let me tell you my general life update. Because I think the only thing that's happening in Nollywood right now is that the AMVC is out this week. That's
Oh
about
yeah.
it. If there's anything else going on, hand to heart, I have not checked. I'm going to use this as an excuse for the next 2 weeks if I don't do something.
Oh wait, before
Let
I
me just tell you in
forget,
advance.
before I forget, Korea moved to Nigeria this week, guys. I don't even know
Guys,
if you want to announce it, but
y'all,
I'm doing that for you
I don't really like. That's fine. I don't
because the chaos of
really
relocating, the chaos of relocating. Korea telling me like, I do not understand what is going on this week. I just almost missed. Would you say you almost missed your flight or you missed your flight? Because I was like,
Oh,
oh
I barely
Lord.
missed my flight.
I was like,
It
oh
was down to the wire, and I was one of the last people to get on the plane, and I had to leave a bag behind to get on the plane. It's just, oh child, it was chaotic. Chaotic.
Oh.
Like, me and my 7-Eleven bags got to the airport, because let's be real, those bags were plenty. And I was trying to sneak in an extra hand luggage. And they looked at me as I was trying to cross the gates towards immigration, and they were like, if you don't go back with that thing,
Really?
where do you think you're going?
But didn't we discuss a few months ago you like shipping some stuff ahead?
Yes, but you know what? We talked about it, and then I researched it, and it cost me less money to buy excess luggage. So I
Okay.
bought 5 bags of excess luggage, but apparently it was not enough. Or you know what? Maybe I should have done. Maybe I should have bought a couple bags that are not 23 kg. I should have bought some 32s and some 23s and mix and match it. But unfortunately, you know, sometimes hindsight is 20/20. And that's what the situation was. It was the hindsight thing. I didn't think about it too deeply. And here we are. Now my friend is going to pick up a bag from the airport for me. But that's neither here nor there. It has happened. It has
Did you
happened.
land in Lagos or Abuja?
God, no. Let me tell you right now. Landing in Lagos is the thing I prefer not to do. If I ever have my way, I will not be landing in Lagos City. And that's no shade to Lagos. I just don't like that
No,
airport.
Lagos
The
deserves all the
airport in
shade.
Abuja is beautiful. It's, you know, you go
I've
through
never,
immigration. Oh, so let me explain
I
it to you.
mean,
You
I've
get
never
off the plane.
landed internationally in Abuja, like
Yeah, you've
domestic.
landed locally in Abuja. So you get off the plane, you walk to immigration. And the thing is, the flight lands in the morning, so nobody's there. And even when people are there, it's never crowded. So you get off the plane, you walk out, you say hi to the immigration people, you take their
Hi.
passports. Yes, they're very nice. You say hello, good morning, how are you? Give them your passport. They just switch you for like 2 minutes. You do your scan, you leave. They're out of immigration in less than 5 minutes. You go to get your bag. You process some, in my case this time, long process, too many bags, took forever, and there two trolleys. It was the whole thing. I got to the custom scanners. They scan your bags, you go past them, say hello, good morning, how are you? Unless you have things that they think you need to declare, you're barely going to speak to these people. In fact, it was so easy for me. They said, why do you have so many? But I said, sir, I'm relocating. He said, oh, okay. You people, she's relocating. And I walked past all of them.
Mado,
And I went outside. I got
Mado.
picked up. And I began my journey to my mother's house. Do you understand why I don't want to land in Lagos?
Mado.
Because if I had landed in Lagos, I would have probably spent an extra 2 hours in that airport arguing with human beings. I'm
Wow.
stressed. And let me tell you right now, the way my body and my brain are currently set up, with all the chaos that has happened around me in the last 2 weeks, I don't have time for stress. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. My body can't even accommodate it. So it's just easier
Honestly.
for all and sundry to just not be stressed. But I mean, other than that, like honestly, like this week I've just been at home, like chilling with my siblings.
I just remembered.
And honestly, the most insane thing that's happened to me this week is just dealing with all my siblings at the same time. So, like, you know,
Yeah.
when you're far away and you're removed from the situation, it's like you talk to them all the time, but you're talking to them on the phone. I'm still in the game. You're not there. I'm actually at home now. So I'm just like, oh, wait, you're all here.
At the same
Yay.
time.
And like, I love them, but like, hella overwhelmed. Oh my. So, like, I haven't really like gone through my stuff because I'm like, I'm literally 2 seconds away from moving again. So I don't really unpack. But I actually need to go through my clothes because everything's scattered and I need to actually figure out outfits because I've worn like the same 4 things five like all this entire week. Thank God for washing machines. But I'm not like, okay, cool, I need to actually go through my stuff. And my sister, who's like one bed after me, looked at me and goes, Sakurede, I'm so happy that you're finally going to go through your bags this weekend. I can finally go shopping. I said,
In
sorry.
your
She said,
suitcase,
eh
yeah.
now. She goes, eh now. You brought back clothes. What was supposed to happen to them? I need to pick the ones I want. I looked at this girl and I was like, the audacity. What do you mean you need to pick the ones you want? Like, what do you mean? These are my clothes. She really was out here asking me, so do you have any more cargo pants? I said, for
Okay,
me.
no.
Do you have jeans I can steal? I was like, I don't think so.
And then
She's like,
she's telling you
meow.
ahead that she's going to steal it. The one that
Yeah.
Yumika used to do that used to upset me was because Yumika went to boarding school and I was a day student. She would have gone with my clothes. I'll not be there like an idiot. Like, where is this top? Where is this top? Would I go for whatever? Maybe when she comes back home at the end of the term, I'll not see that she was on that ticket to vex me. Like, that is the actual definition of stealing.
Be like,
Not this one that they're
oh,
asking you for
why is
permission
this
or
with
they're
you?
telling you ahead of time.
That's
No.
the This is the permission. She's just saying, oh, by the way,
Yeah, at
this
least
is
you know
about to
ahead
go
of
missing.
time. Oh, I mean, oh God.
Either way, shall I pray for my
Anyway,
wardrobe?
I wish
But
you the
yes, in
best.
terms of Nolly Baby updates, I think the biggest thing that's going on right now is AMVCAs are this week. I believe they are on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. And good luck to all involved.
Yeah,
I
and
will.
I never follow Nolly Baby update to something like alarming, like when they said
Yeah.
something was best picture and I was like, eh. But I never
No, I
sorry,
will watch.
AMVCAs. I don't watch them.
Yeah. I will watch this year just to see, what actually happens.
Yeah.
And if they don't win, I will come back and talk about it after the fact because let's be real, I will have thoughts, comments, and opinions, and they will be loud.
Yeah, I'd like to talk
Woo!
about it on next week's episode. So we're looking forward to that on our Nolly Baby update.
Ooh, ooh,
So,
ooh. One more thing. One more thing. Just like I can pepper you. You know how I
okay.
said I was going to from Mami Water and
Don't
Proclaim.
tell me. I knew that's what you're going to say. When you said Pepe, I knew that's where you're going. Was it good?
And the visuals are visualing.
Okay. I
And that's
mean,
all I'm gonna say about that. I will wait for
hopefully
you to watch for yourself.
it to come to our streaming platform soon and we can actually watch
To a
it.
streaming platform near you.
Amen. Amen.
Now, obviously, you know
Nope.
that there is no poll for last week because there was no point,
Just
because
jump
there
and
was no
pass.
episodes. So, back up us. Now, this week's film. Sorry, this week's series, because we were hoodwinked, or I was hoodwinked, I was bamboozled, I was conned. People, I saw a postcard. I was like, ooh, new Nollywood release on Netflix, Shola Shobowale, count me in. Thinking
Can
it
I
was a
ask you a
movie.
question though?
Yes, ma'am.
A Nollywood movie or a Bollywood movie featuring
I don't know.
that's
I see. I in the same vein, I didn't know what Namaste Wahala was. I'm just going to say it's a Nolly Bolly hybrid.
Mama's Wahala is exactly what it is. It is wah. Like they clearly
Wahala.
told you from the title. Like I don't know why people are still asking yourself
Wahala.
like anyway. Yeah, I kept on trying to figure it
So
out because
basically,
the only time like they used any music like Nigerian music was when this guy was dancing. That was the
yeah,
entire
that was it.
all other music was Indian music, and I was like,
And it's
so does
the same producer director as Namaste Wahala, so it tracks.
yeah, and they spent most of the time in India, so it was like the first two episodes
They
in
were in Mumbai.
Nigeria, and
Wasn't even the first two episodes concert.
yeah, the first two, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I can see that. I guess so. To be honest, eh? I've blanked most of it out, but that's we'll get into the why I've blanked it out in a second. Let's
See.
do the summary.
See.
Let me explain to you that I had to go to the depths of IMDb to find this summary because if you check on Netflix, there's no proper summary. There's
Nothing,
summary for each
yeah.
episode.
Episode. That's what Netflix does.
Four conflicted Nigerians in India find identity and acceptance as they face their fears and desires through a journey of love and self-discovery.
I wouldn't knock it. I don't think it's a bad summary. I've heard worse. Like the one that we read that they didn't even get the name correctly. Like the name of the person was totally wrong.
Let's
Yeah.
see, let's not get into the bad summaries we've seen over the months.
Yeah, and that other one that they said she
It's
had a
not the
boy
worst
ready
summary I've ever
girl.
read. As you
So
had a girl. Oh, sorry,
yeah,
my
so
bad.
we've heard worse. But yeah, I don't have so much to say about that.
I don't disagree. I don't fully agree. But
Yeah.
I can meet them in the middle and say C minus.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to sum it up in one sentence or in two sentences, I don't know. Right.
I
See.
don't have two sentences. I would just say confusion.
I would just say Nollywood meets Bollywood, question mark.
Let me explain to you why I would say confusion. So obviously,
Ginger.
sometimes I watch these movies, these shows with a friend. This week I was gingered. I told my parents on like Wednesday. I was like, "Ooh, you guys get to watch this week's film with me." My mom was like, "What are you watching?" And I said, "It's this thing called Postcard, Shola Shobowale is in it." My mom said, "Say no more." Because my mom and I are on the same wavelength. If Shola is in it, mommy, Shola is in it, we're watching it.
Of
I didn't know
course.
who else was in this thing. The only person I saw was Shola Shobowale, and I said I shall be there.
Yeah.
So we start watching it. By episode 2.5, we're like, "Ah, what is this?" By episode 4, my dad goes, "How many episodes are left?"
Oh, God.
By the end of episode 5, my mom goes, we're not done yet." Once we're halfway through episode 6, my mom is like, "Okay, good, at least it's almost over." And then we're like, "Okay, but did she not? Did she not?
Oh
Oh,
my
she did not."
God. Do you know that part was so upsetting because I was like,
I
I don't even know
was so annoyed.
what did she like. I thought it was just me. I was like, did I skip something? Like, did she?
Why?
I
Because
don't
they were
know.
just talking in riddles. I was
Exactly.
like, what
Until
individuals?
she actually announced it, that it made sense. But I was like, can you just
It
come
didn't
out
even
and
still make
say
sense
it?
because you are supposedly, up the channel. You are drinking wine. I'll be champagne. What else do you drinking there? And
Oh.
your doctor husband didn't figure it out before you. He's giving sauce, but we'll get to that. So we finished watching it, and my dad looked at me and said, "You have wasted 3 hours of my life." And I didn't know where to start. I'm sorry.
Oh God, I'm going to start
Now,
that actually.
everybody's looking at me like I have bad taste. And I'm like, I promise you, I don't. This isn't my fault. I was lied to.
Oh God, but yeah, which I start watching it with somebody.
Was always more fun. But I
Yeah.
think so. Let's go good and then, dear God, why? And then possible amendments, even though I don't think many amendments could help the situation without one major amendment, but we'll get into it when we get there because I know why I think what I think. I mean, I'm happy that I got to see my Zaddy RMD and they did that nice reveal for him. That was cute. I'm grateful that even though they could have gone by themselves because it's India, it's not like they went to some faraway wonderland that nobody had ever been to before in their life, that some of our actors have, gone to do a transnational project, though many have been done before. But again, looked like it was fun. It seemed like they enjoyed India. So I'm happy they had a vacation. That's chill. I liked the fact that Rahma Sayadu got to live her Bollywood fantasy and speak all that Hindi that Gubby Gucci Gubby Gum and all our Indian faves taught her.
Oh God.
Because as a northerner, one thing you finna do when you are young is watch every Indian movie known to mankind. You will sing the songs, you will do the dances, you will learn the words. I am so glad that there was not a singing dancing montage that was not linked to what was going on in the film. Because the one thing I thought before this thing started was if these people break into song and dance for no reason, I will scream.
I just imagine Shola Shibuale and RMD
See.
dancing to Indian music. Bro, no, thank you. I would have just ended it there. Like, okay, bye. That's
Timur, you would have received the
it.
text message saying, so if you finish it, no wahala, but me, I did not finish it. I'm reporting myself now.
Yeah, I
What else
wouldn't
am I
have.
grateful for? That's it.
Yeah. I'm not surprised because when you said let's start with good, I was really racking my brain. Even though I wrote notes, I was like, did I write anything good? Because I've also blanked out. Like I watched the movie and immediately pressed control delete on my brain because it was I literally felt like I sacrificed some IQ to watch this movie. Like my brain was literally I was doing my assignments and watching it and I felt like I was getting dumber as I was watching it because
You know,
I
when
was
he said
like
you're on episode three.
I was like, oh God, what is going on here? And I already told I was telling Corinne like before she told me to watch this movie, like because now like Corinne mostly comes up with like we watch in terms of like how we share our responsibilities on this podcast.
Yeah.
So before she
So
said, okay,
every week
this
now you can blame me.
Well, sometimes if I see something, I will still like say, oh, let's watch this. But mostly like,
Yeah.
she comes up before we watch. So when she said this, oh, we're
And we are
watching.
allowed to at the last minute veto my choices, to be honest, because oof.
When she said this, is what we're watching, I already seen Shola Shibuale talk about this movie. And I respect Shola Shibuale so much. Just like how everybody in this movie was saying everybody auntie. She's like, my auntie, I don't know that she has a
Ah.
is somewhere. She's my auntie.
That's my mommy.
So I already heard her speak about this movie and I created said this is what we're watching. So I was like, okay, cool. And the expectation was already there. And I started watching it. But let me never get to that because I was supposed to talk about what we liked about the movie. I remember a few things actually. I liked everybody was calling everybody auntie. I don't know. Like it, I shall like it. Let us for something to like. It was shall like it. Then there was one scene that I liked. I actually said the scene in the beginning, but then I when the scene ended, I was like, okay, cool. You know when RMD was fighting with his accountant, that
Oh,
fighting
yeah.
was laughable. It was like, what do these two old men think they're doing? But thank God they
Cha.
realized they were two old men fighting and laughing at each other. It made me laugh because I was like, when they said, I was like, what do they think is going on here? Because they're literally hugging each other and shaking their bum bum.
What
I was like, oh, sir,
is happening? Why are you doing
no,
this to
you
yourself?
can't be giving me James Bond in Black Book and come and be giving me
Old,
old man in this, please, please.
what is it called?
I was like,
Old was Ebenezer Scrooge.
I mean, like you can because it's acting, but still, like you're going to fight. Like, don't come and be shaking your mom on the camera. So yeah, I was happy at the end of the fight. They just started laughing at each
Yeah.
other, like, what are we even doing? So I like that. Another scene I liked was when the Indian guy tried to guess it. It was cute because in the beginning, I thought it was convulsing, like shaking.
Honestly, same. I was
And
very
then
confused.
even Toby was confused. I was like, oh, what are you doing?
Stop.
Well, yeah, thank
I don't know
God.
what you think you're doing, but you're not doing it.
Yeah, I guess that's everything
I
I
have
would
one
like.
more. I forgot something. I
Okay.
liked that our dear producer director has once again, as usual, took herself into her film like she likes to do. I love
Who
that
was
for
it?
her.
Who was it?
She
What's her
was the person that
character?
was playing the producer now. Like, I love that for her. She always finds a way to sprinkle herself into everything she makes. And it's like, go off, queen. Produce, direct, and star. Do all of the above.
Giving AY.
Why? Because you can. I'm okay.
Oh,
Simply
so
because you can.
it was wonderful. It was so wonderful. And
Now, on to the wise.
that's everything that I enjoyed about it.
Oh, it looked good as well. I forgot to add that part. It was shot really well.
Yeah, it looked good.
Like, it was technically good. Just in terms of like visuals and sound.
You want to start with the wise?
Now, oh, by the grace of God. Because they are abundant. And why number one is the plot?
Oh my God. You know what I
Just the
wrote at
whole plot.
my own number one? I have so many whys about why this had to happen because it didn't add up to me.
Did anything in this thing have to happen, or did it just happen?
I like so when people write scripts, by the way, we have
Yeah.
2 minutes left before it kicks us out.
Mama.
When it
Okay.
does, I guess we can use the same link and then just come back.
Yeah.
When you write a story, from a viewer's perspective, try to give your viewer some credits in terms of like that you have sense, like people that are watching it. Because tell me why, from the very first visit, you went to the doctor, like, you have to go to India. I was like, oh. It looks like you have to go and visit a specialist in India. She's like, India? I was like, oh my God.
And none of the Indian specialists are in Nigeria, which I'm sorry. Let me not start. Let me just not start on that one
He
because
had what?
you have to
Fibroid.
catch
Was
a
it
whole
fibroid?
flight.
Was it fibroid that they said she had?
It's true. Also, how is it possible for you to have fibroids when you reach like menopause age? Another question I had.
Even if, like, are you telling me that
Also,
every woman in Nigeria that has fibroid
has
has
to
to
go
go to
abroad. And let me tell
India?
you right now, no, they don't, because I know plenty of people that have had fibroid surgery in Nigeria.
Yeah, as well. And I feel like, okay, they don't say the special fibroid clinic that is hooked to her clinic or
Or
clinic
because of her age.
context. They
Make it
said,
clear.
you said you have to go to India to see a specialist. I was like, huh? From where? And how? Anyway, continue with you guys.
No, see, the whole plot is not even a. It's
Another.
just the entire. Like, explain to me why the story exists. Because I really didn't understand. Like, I understood at the very end how all the characters knew each other finally made sense. But, like, why were Shola and her son estranged?
So my thing was, I had a question.
Yeah.
What he said he wanted to Japan, talking about the son, he was all about Japan,
Yes,
Japan,
Mr.
Japan.
Yemi.
And they said India. I was like, do people in Nigeria jackpot to India?
I mean, I think it has been scientifically proven that people in Nigeria jackpot to everywhere in the world. Is it a country? Can you live there? They will go because you will find Nigerians in Czechoslovakia.
Oh my God.
And I'm not even saying this to be funny. I'm sure there are Nigerians in
I know
Russia.
there are Nigerians everywhere, but like if India, like it's like saying you want to Japa to Ghana.
No.
Like is that Japa or is that just like a relation? Like I would have, because when you say Japa, it's like you're implying greener. Not saying that there are no greener pastures in India.
I
I mean like it's like
pastures is not
saying
green like
like
that.
well, exactly, you have to really water Like the watering going to be more.
evidenced by
But
the fact that they scammed him and he ended up in an apartment in
you
a little
like,
shared holdy hole with like six other people.
if you stayed in your face my face in Nigeria, you will not wake up with guys is looking down at you early in the morning, and then you're not sharing a room with people at the same
With
time.
all
Like,
of them.
what kind of is that? That's a very unfortunate situation, because I was just like, why India? But you know what?
For the plot, my dear, for the
But
plot.
that did not make sense to me. I
Like, I
don't.
was just, first of all, like, it took them six episodes to explain to me how all these people were connected.
I mean, like, we kind of knew how they were all connected to Shola Valley.
Yes,
And,
but
but
like
like,
it's still it didn't feel I think my biggest problem with it was it just seemed like they were, you know, when you throw everything at the wall and you're just looking for the one that will stick. It felt like they just put like a million different things into the storyline and they were just like whatever stuck.
yeah.
And unfortunately in this case, not a lot of it actually stuck. I think if you wanted to use Shola as like a through line, it was just weird. Like, first of all, okay, why are her son estranged? Like, why is he not talking to his mother? I don't understand. Because
I
at the very
understand
end, he was
that
finally, oh. No, but at the
because
very end, all
at
he
the end,
was he didn't want to go to university.
yeah, he didn't want to. He, I think it was that he felt like she had expectations of him that he did not want to meet up with. He had like a different path for himself, and he would show her that blow through dancing, even that very well established in the beginning. It was just like you're looking like
Yeah,
the way they even
that's what I'm
maybe
saying.
she was all alone, she didn't have anybody. All of a sudden, she's calling her son, and it even seemed to me then in the beginning that she was calling her son as though she hadn't seen him in years. Then we now see a she's like, "You haven't spoken to me in days," and I'm like, "Okay, if I don't
And
talk to my
genuinely,
dad in 3 days, don't call me crying. Like, why are you crying? Like something, like
something has
this was
happened
even
to you.
before." This was before she found out about her illness. Like, this was just like, oh, you haven't spoken to me in days. Did something happen before that that made you call him and start crying? Make it make sense to me. Like, I didn't get that.
It was just weird. I don't know. So for me, I think why it really bothered me to the extent it did was because like it took them six episodes, and every single episode he's different, saying, "Call your momsie, call your momsie, call your momsie, call your momsie," for them to finally explain to us why. You know? And it's like I sit down there thinking, okay, so what's so deep that he's not talking to his mother? And then you find out what it is, and you're like, seriously, that is what is hinged on this whole
Like,
I'm not talking to you situation. And it's like, okay, her and her brother are related, but they are not friends. Like, you know, they don't really talk that often
yeah.
because her brother is a non-communicative person, yada yada yada. And she'll collect the money, but she's fighting him. He also won't come and see her, so clearly it's both their fault, whatever. And then in the other corner, there's the doctor and his wife, who apparently also knows Auntie B, but doesn't. But at this point, we don't know
Don't
that
know
he
that
knows
they
Auntie
know.
B. And then they're having their own family dynamic drama of I want children, I don't want children. We said we're not going to have children now. And they're saying you want to have children, so you don't love me anymore, so I'm not enough
Oh,
anymore. And I'm just like, ciao.
I laid my eye line for the Nollywood Ramblers. I went with like even as Corey is talking, I'm just stressed. I'm like, God.
Like, guys, I wish I would say I was exaggerating about the way I'm explaining and describing what's happening in this film, but I'm not. That is exactly what happened. These were the exact arguments that they had. This woman in front of his family sat at the dinner table and said, "We are
Me
not having kids."
ask you a question. Do you mean the person that made the movie? Let me ask them a question. How do you fly city all the way from Nigeria to India and make them an extra? For what purpose? And then the dramatic reveal that he was an extra was like this, like, so when you were auditioning, they were not auditioning for parts, they're just auditioning to dance. Okay, fair enough, no problem. But you flew me all the way to India or to wherever. It shall take me from my
Put
home
me in the background.
to just put me in the
Give
background.
me per diem. Put me
And
in the
then
back, in the
I
back,
should
in the
just
back,
be
back,
great
back.
because I've you
At
put
least I'm here.
like, and I should just accept it. I don't want to just act like
Yes.
I'm just like make
Do you want to dance or do you want to go back home?
makes sense, like bro.
It honestly, it does make sense to a certain degree because you know when you get hired for certain roles and jobs, they especially in like the entertainment world, especially for like, well, not for film because they're supposed to tell you if you're an extra main character, but like in entertainment to a large extent, they might not tell you what your role is till you get on set. So when you now get on set and you find out, yeah, they're already. Where are you going?
So somebody will fly me just to make me an extra. Not even like, oh, even like this is okay. So it's a different situation if they had communicated with him in the beginning, let him know his contract and the terms of his engagement, and for them to say that, okay, in the first production, you're going to be an extra, and then we will consider other things moving
Yeah,
forward because
moving you up. Yeah,
he
yeah,
brought
yeah.
you all the way here. But he was very surprised to find out that he was an extra. And everybody was like
Yeah,
snickering and
they
laughing.
didn't tell
Like,
him.
it doesn't make sense to me. It
It does not. It really didn't
doesn't
make
make
any
sense.
sense. It was weird.
Also,
Like I said, I think that the script was just very much scattered.
we will get to a point in this podcast where I would tell you some storylines that did not need to be there. What happened? I thought RMD was Yoruba. Is he not Yoruba?
He was supposed to be Yoruba.
Like in real
In real
life.
life, I do
Richard
not think so.
Edamijo.
He
Ofe,
could be
that's a Yoruba name.
Nemo.
Huh?
Hold on, let me do my Googles. I don't necessarily think that's a Yoruba name. He could be Edo, you don't know.
Ofe, that. Eh?
I see what you mean. I see what you mean. I really see what you mean. And I understand what you mean. I thought this man was Yoruba my whole life too, but I don't think he is.
Oh, he's from Delta.
I sure know that it's bound to be that
Delta,
South region
because
because
that
they tend
Yoruba
to
that he
have.
spoke in that movie, it was very wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, wrong, bad Jay. I was like, wait.
Man.
It
It's not
is
his first language, my dear.
all wrong.
Ajabade. What
Oh,
terrible.
what terrible. What terrible. Well, I forgot. I forgive him, but we're wrong. Anyway, so first of all, the whole storyline of doctor by trying to get pregnant, I've been not trying to get pregnant or whatever, unnecessary. It was long. The friend coming, Nancy Sime, and Nancy Sime went from Nigeria to India and come. It's there, like I don't know what people have. Do people actually like go on international flights and they just go straight to lunch? And I don't know how long
See.
Nigeria to India is
Oh no, it's
because
not that long like that. It's I think it's like 9 hours ish. I remember from when we went. It was a very, very long time ago, but it's not like I'm sorry, flying to America is how long again?
it's 9 hours and 50 minutes. That is a long
So
time. That's basically ten
I need to now
hours.
remember that I live in Nigeria because I was calculating it in my head and I was going to say that flying to America, depending on where you're going, is like 12 to 14 hours. But that's just, I was thinking about flying from Doha.
Flying to America from Nigeria would be, it depends on the route because when I
Yeah.
like so I think I did Nigeria to Paris and Paris. So I've never done a direct flight to America before, so I can't. I don't. Let me Google it.
So, oh yeah, I was right. If the direct flights, a flight from Lagos to Mumbai is like 10 hours, basically. I think it just depends on where you're
In
going.
hours, yeah. In flight, you take a direct flight. It says 13 hours.
Yeah, because I know flying to the US is quite a long trip, man.
Yeah, but 13 hours and 10 hours is just 3 hours. So.
But
Ten
that 3 hours
hours
is enough of time that you is
ten
3 hours not
hours.
time that you use in a bed somewhere.
My point is nobody is flying 10 hours and going straight for lunch and having all that bubbly energy And like Nancy Simek came in dressed like she's just going to the beach and she came with her luggage. So she's just coming from the airport. Sis, go and rest. You go and sleep, then come back in the morning because it's not making sense. But she came all the way to see your friend. You're not even with your friend. You only saw her once. Everything else was over the phone. Like, who's writing this thing, please?
You
Like, I just.
know, they could only fly her in for like 2 weeks. They couldn't keep her there the whole time. So, you know, they recorded, they filmed the part that they needed her for physically. The rest of it was done
That's what they said.
via. No, I'm telling you probably what happened. Like limited window. Because it doesn't make sense that the only time that they spent running around together was that one day and the rest of it was over the phone. She was supposedly in India for a while.
And she came to see her. That's what they said.
And also for a course, she was there to see her and she had some work thing. So
Okay.
unless the work thing was for 2 seconds, but considering it was a professional course, I'm sure it was a lot longer than that.
Anyway,
And she can't say it kept her so busy that she was not going to show.
I did not like RMD's character in this. I found it very boring and very bland. I didn't like the story they put they gave to him of him being this me focused person and not being interested in family. I just don't like that. He was very boring, and then he sees somebody that he was in love with. Of me, the amount of coincidences and coincidences, don't know the word. So many coincidences, coincidental situations in this that, like, oh, you just happen to be in India. They just happened to fly to India. Just happened to go to India, and that happened to also live and work there. And coincident, her brother's PA is also your doctor's wife, and then coincidentally, so just
You
so.
know, haven't you ever heard that it's a small world and everybody is only 1 degree of separation away from each other? So for context, it's really looking at me like I'm mad. Like, I'm trying to extend grace, okay? I'm trying to explain to you why
Don't explain
it
to me.
was set up the way it was set up.
No,
I
I
need you to understand that the whole point is everybody should learn through everybody's experience. Because if you think about it, this man started to decide that maybe he wants children because of the way Auntie B was talking about her son and how even though he stresses her out, he still has greatest joy in life and yada, yada, yada. And at the same time, that nonsense Karina girl, who we won't discuss too much, was eating his jollof rice and forming all rubbing arm and slapping
the
shoulder. I don't even know why she was there. She was a waste of space.
man himself was a waste of space. Would you be giving your wife jollof rice to somebody else? Like, how does that make any sense?
Naturally, like, why would your wife make jollof and you hand it over?
Like, say we just gave it to her. He said, I feel like I've
She
been
made
cheated.
jollof for you. And you is she, hey,
It's just
your
unfortunate.
wife made you jollof rice, you now give somebody else, and you want to make heaven.
Can
Ugh,
I
man,
say another
have you
thing
seen your wife in public?
that upsets me? Intro was just so damn long.
See,
So let me
let
talk
me
about
explain to you how we'll start watching the episode, and
that.
that would be like, sorry if I skip this scene. Sorry if
The
I skip this scene.
first episode, I didn't really notice the
I
intro
watched the full thing
with, I don't even know. I
because it
said
wasn't as long.
the
I feel like it wasn't as long that first episode.
second
It was
episode,
obvious.
I was doing something with my hand, so I was like, it's going to end. Or more, this did not end though. I finished doing it.
Ah.
I said, what's going on? It was like the intro was like 30 minutes. I was like, the intro was a full movie. Oh. I was
Out.
like, what is going on here? It did not want to end. Kept on after that one,
And
just kept on skipping. I
I
didn't
was
have
just like,
patience.
people, we've seen the intro once. We don't have to see the full thing again. Like the whole point of that Netflix skip intro loading thing is that it will not skip it by itself. So like, just skip. But I just kept saying, please skip this. Skip. I was like, okay.
Another
Just
thing
like, oh God.
that I did not appreciate was when he got into a fight with that Indian guy, and the nice Indian guy was trying to tell him that, hey, don't worry, I'm sure everybody enjoys seeing this guy get beat up. And then
Yeah,
he
he
was about
finally
leaving.
got what he deserved, yada yada yada.
Yeah. So he was about to leave, and then he turned back to Toby Barclay, and he's like, by the way, I'm not going to do the accent, never mind. He was like, by the way, it would be nice to see you actually become your true, authentic Nigerian self. And I was like,
Not that
he's
pseudo-American
true.
bullshit you've been pulling.
Yeah. And
And I
I was
was
like,
like,
he's so his true, authentic Nigerian self was getting angry and beating some
fighting.
fighting. And then I was just like, okay, this is what we're doing here. Cool.
Pushing stereotypes, ladies and gentlemen. Pushing stereotypes. That's what we're doing. We're peddling stereotypes.
Yeah. That one went to go and
I mean, honestly.
learn is it Olodo that he learned or Ode? I think it was Ode that he was saying.
Ode, I think it was Ode.
Do you know when he said Ode? I didn't
He
even
was saying it
understand because the
at
accent didn't
the.
even understand. I was like, how did you know that
It
that's what
took
he
me
was
three
saying?
listens. I don't even know how he knew because it took me three whole listens for me to be like, oh, this one is saying. Interesting. Very interesting.
I just don't get
And
why
he's using it in the
everything.
right context too.
I just don't get why everything has to be like. Like, I understand. See, I understand completely how like things just be like coincidental. Like, that's happened to me before where coincidentally this happened, coincidentally this happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this just seemed so convenient. It was convenient to the
Yeah.
point that it was not even believable. It was like, oh, so
Yeah,
this
because it
just
was like,
happened.
okay, you have to go for surgery in India. And then, like, how many seconds later, your son gets offered a job in India? So, oh, okay. Just by happenstance, you're both in the same country. And coincidentally for you, your brother lives in India, in the exact city that you're going to go and do said surgery in. So, thank God for that. And it just so happens that the doctor that's treating you is married to a Nigerian. Who would have thunk it? And to now compound the whole matter, the Nigerian that he's married to is your brother's former PA. Now, if that isn't just serendipity, what is it they used to call it
All the stars
when
align,
things
Abby.
are. This is not all the stars aligned with this, but I mean, if the stars aligned with it, I guess.
Oh, God.
Whatever it is, they shall call the thing where everything just goes in the way that favors you. If that isn't God, if that
So
isn't divine
now we are
placement.
at that point of the episode, and we need to name this segment really, where we say how things should have gone to make it make more sense. So
That
I would
that's the
have
name.
preferred, if for beginning they gave us more context to her illness and why she needed to go to India, first of all. I feel like
Great.
they could have said something like, maybe it had to do with the delicacy of her age, like you mentioned in the beginning, or
Yeah.
maybe it wasn't fibroid, maybe it was something else and was more specific because her recovery was quick, oh. Like in 2 days, she
See,
was up and
she
jumping.
was up and bouncing.
She was bouncing in the Lord.
She
Amen.
could have gone for a whole wedding.
Oh, I do not understand the beginning where they like the whole Owambe thing. Did not tie into this movie in whatsoever way. Like there was this point of that whole Owambe
They were
thing.
establishing her character.
Did not establish anything because how did that help in anything else that had to do with the episode? The fact
It
that she
did
went from
not.
Owambe, they could have just started from the part where he came back home from work or whatever, and she was alone. Like that would have been a better beginning of the episode where we
No, but think
established the fact
about
that
it.
she's alone.
She has plenty friends, plenty acquaintances, but at the
None
end
of
of
them
the
called
day,
her in the hospital. None of them were used
exactly.
to in India. Like
Well, no, only
it
one
was a
person
waste
called
of
Tata.
cast. Even though up and still, it was a waste of cast. It was a waste of money to do
Person.
the yeah, to do all that Owambe party nonsense. It was very, very useless, the story. Because you could have just told her that she's alone and is
Yeah.
late. her son is not communicating with her, she's alone. So she goes to work, she comes back, she's alone. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Like you already told us that, like, that's establishing her character enough. And then maybe, or maybe she's trying to, if you okay, you want to establish her character, I feel like establishing her aloneness is more important than establishing that she goes for Owambe. So she put 190,000 naira for Owambe Kenny. How does that have
She
to do
paid
with
her
food?
last 180K.
Yeah. How does that have to do with what
The
happened to the
last
rest of
money in
the
her
week?
account.
It had nothing
Absolutely
to do
nothing.
with, like, zero. And I'm like, okay, so how, like, what are they trying to tell us with the fact that she's spending that much money? Are they, like, it doesn't make sense, because
Yeah.
it even makes us more confused about her character, because she now ended up sending 10K to her son and saying, said, manage this. So does that mean she doesn't have priority straight? Because there's nobody will kill you. Like, at that age, even at my age, I can say no. Not to now mention
She
that she'll be,
understands.
you can't say no.
You brought the assure to my front and said that you can pay for it. No, I cannot. Please get out of my shop.
Exactly. I
Immediately get
can't right
out.
now. Like, it's not by force. So it
What do people
just
say? They will say I
didn't
didn't buy
make
it
any
again.
sense. It didn't make any sense. Like, her
Yeah.
friend said no and they walked out of the shop. Not to now mention, you know, somebody that literally just spent her last card. So, in terms of establishing her character, they could have done a way better job. In terms of establishing what illness she had that made that, no doubt, so many people go to India to seek medical help and stuff like that. I'm
Attention.
not saying that
Yeah.
people don't do that, but for fibroid, like, make it make sense, please. So many people have
Yeah.
fibroids in
I
Nigeria.
feel
If
like
you had
the
said something,
overarching, sorry, I wouldn't say, I feel like the overarching what could have been done better is just the way the script should have gone through a couple more reviews, in my opinion. Because there were a lot of plot points that I felt like did not need to exist.
at all,
Like, even Nancy, I'll be what was her name in
very
the thing,
unnecessary.
whatever her name was showing up, she could have been like Ibrahim's character, she could have stayed in Nigeria, it could have been a couple phone calls.
Exactly,
You didn't need to be
exactly.
there.
And then she made this
I
whole
am not
thing.
too mad about trying to find an Indian husband, too, Abby.
No, she made this whole big thing of, oh, we're having dinner with my friend. We're having dinner with my friend. Okay, with your friend. We just had a
And then
girl's
now they have
trip,
dinner
a
with the
girl's
friends.
day out, and that's the end. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm like, so why did she come?
Nonsense and ingredients.
Like, why did she come?
Like, I feel like the whole Toby angle, like down to the bullying and all of that, I was fine with that because it
But also,
was done in a way that wasn't horrible.
I wasn't really fine with it, because she just gave high school and
I
I was
mean,
like,
the
that
list of
two grown
things, it
men.
gave high school.
Is that
It gave
two?
high school. Very much so, but let's remember that men like to act like 4-year-olds, so it was typical of their character as human
I
beings.
was just
But
like,
then,
I
like in the
wasn't.
grand scheme of the film and like all the other things, I was like, you know what? I'm not even mad at this.
For Toby's
I
character,
felt
like,
like,
I wasn't too obsessed with
yeah.
how things went for him. I mean,
Yeah.
you know, him like being a passionate dancer, I mean, to dance. I didn't hate it.
But I'm sorry. So they can't dance. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what that dancing was, but never
Another thing
again.
that just ups not really upset me, but just like, okay, was how they selected the dancer. It was just like, okay, that guy. So, oh, so that's
Yeah,
how you
the one in the front.
that one, that guy. No, just one person. Just I was like, the selection process,
It's so riveting.
was
You guys have done a wonderful job.
just call him over the phone. And then, so Toby safe. Ah, so if somebody just calls you now with Indian accents and you want to fire you out from India, you just say yes, you just jump like that. You never do any duty, you're never scared that it's a
Understand.
scam. Considering how many scams that it could have been,
Do
like,
you
it's like somebody,
understand?
yeah, I'm the prince of Nigeria. Like, it's literally the same thing. You were not even worried that, okay, this might be just like, okay, cool,
Nigeria,
we're
where in
going.
Nigeria, sir?
But yeah, no, I just felt like it could have just been done a bit better. It didn't need to be six
Yeah.
episodes, it didn't need to be 3 hours
It did
long.
not. I did not like
So many
RMD's
unnecessaries
character arc at all.
at all.
I quite frankly wish it didn't exist. I feel like he could have been there and their estrangement could have been for a better reason than
losing the love of his life to bigotry in his
I
early
think.
20s, because
No, I was saying, I feel like with Aaron's character, I feel like they could have scrapped the entire sort of
he was
everything.
very unnecessary to the
Because,
plot. I feel like,
well, I
okay,
even agree that he was useful in terms of, okay, my brother is here, he can finance it, he's my older
he
brother,
doesn't
he'll
need to be
take
there
care
to
of me.
finance it. He could have been in the UK, he could have been
He
in
doesn't need that.
America,
He
he
could have been
didn't need
anywhere
to
in
be
the
there.
world.
But I guess what they're trying to establish was like a family reunion type of thing,
Yeah.
and that is fine. If she had, if it was in the beginning when they said, oh, you have to go to India and do the
Oh.
surgery, and she said, oh, brother is in India, let me call him and see. There was nothing like that. It was just like, okay, now I'm in debt. I was wondering, how can she afford this? She has to in her account. It doesn't make any sense. And then tell me, find out
Idea.
that the brother paid for it. I wish it was something like, if in the beginning, if they told her, oh, this is your diagnosis, we don't have a specialist in Nigeria that can help you,
In
but it's a
country,
list of
yeah.
specialists that you can go to. And then she ponders over the
Yeah.
list and she said, okay, brother is in India. I want to go to India. At least I have somebody there that can
Yeah.
assist me. Makes more sense. That for the surgery, the doctor like, you have to go to India and do a probable surgery. I'll just leave it. I was just, and that person said it like five times. I was like, bro, calm
Yep.
down. Calm down.
Even the
Calm
Lola girl, they
down.
told the Lola girl that she needs to go to India, and she was like, I'm not going to any India, I will be fine.
So I feel like that would have been better. Just say, okay,
Yeah.
you know what? This is a list of doctors I can recommend in every part of the world. Whichever one you feel comfortable to use, you can contact them. That's how things work. Like, if you want to do medical tourism, you do your research. You don't just say, okay, wherever I point,
Yeah.
I go. You do your research, say, this is where I
Yeah,
might
you don't
go,
just
blah, blah,
literally pick
blah.
a point on the map.
Exactly. So, if they want to really make it a family reunion where she goes back to where her brother is, instead of hammering India, instead of in a situation where she says, out of the list of people they've given to me, I want to go to India because my brother is there and I know that he can take care of me, like you said.
1,000%.
So that makes more sense. Then
And I also,
the son going to India, that one would
Yeah.
have just been a coincidence, a happy coincidence, and I might not even be upset
Yeah.
if it was not like everything was a coincidence. Do you understand?
Yeah. But I also feel like, so the whole thing of like, and you just kept saying my Nigerian patient, you never said what her name was, and you didn't ask.
I mean, I don't mind her not asking because of like HIPAA or whatever, but I understand
No,
like maybe
see, let me tell
doctors
you
might
why
not
I
want to
mind.
use names or whatever. So,
It's just
I
a
mean,
name. It's not like
like,
he's selling her the
no,
diagnosis.
but if you know somebody that meets with a client all the time, right? You know someone that meets with clients all the time. At the end of the day, like, you don't really
Yeah.
care about the names of them. You just want to hear like the gist. Do you
Yes, but
understand
here's the thing. If you're talking about the same person over and over and over and over again, at this point, I'm invested. I feel like I know this person. You might as well tell me their name so that I know who I'm always hearing about. Do you get what I
Yeah, I
mean?
mean, you can just be
Because
saying
they
like, oh,
legit
Korede
said,
this, Korede
you
that.
talk
You can
about her
say,
all the time.
yeah, instead of saying
My
my Nigerian.
Nigeria, like saying my Nigerian patient sounds so long.
Even if, you know what's so funny? If he had even said her name, I can't remember what her name was, but let's say her name was Tumi, for
Bumi.
example. Let's say, okay, Bumi. Say, oh, Auntie Bumi, Auntie
Yeah.
Bumi, Auntie Bumi. That doesn't mean it's the Auntie
She
Bumi
wouldn't
I
have
know. Do you
clicked.
know how many
Exactly.
Auntie
Yeah.
Bumis are in Nigeria? So like, oh, you just said Auntie Bumi. I didn't know. Like, didn't tell me her last name and that. Like,
Exactly.
that makes more sense than saying every time you speak,
But
like,
what
even
do my
me.
Nigerian patients?
So I understand what you're saying and I agree. That doesn't mean that, oh, just because you said Auntie Bumi, now I know who Auntie Bumi is. I could be like, oh, that's funny. I knew and I have an auntie called Janice, and that could have just been the end
Yeah.
instead of trying to be ominous, like you unnecessarily. It's not, it's it didn't
It's
work.
just a waste of
It
like
didn't work.
my Nigerian person, okay.
Yeah, it
Even
didn't
stuff like
work.
honestly, that he even consistently remembers to say my Nigerian patience is astounding to me, because I do not think that I will, like, it's one of those things where me and my mom will be just saying about something, and I'll say someone's name, and maybe to remind her who I'm talking about, I
Yeah,
might
then you
say,
now
oh,
say,
my
yeah.
colleague from so and so, or this
Yeah.
person that is from this country. That is when you start putting in qualifiers, but that is how you refer to a person who, to their face, you call Auntie Bumi, sir.
Yeah. It was
I don't,
just.
I think, like I said at the start, I think that the biggest way to have tweaked, or at least made this, more interesting and cohesive of a watch would have been reviews to the script and tweaks here and there and like altering storylines to a certain extent. Like I almost liked the dinner party scene because I felt it brought mother and son together and they finally had their come to Jesus moment. But like I didn't like it enough to feel like having RMD in it was fully justified.
Yeah.
You know, like it could have been a thing where like when his friend finally told him that his mom was in a hospital in India, I expected him to be like, which hospital? I'm going there, you know?
Honestly, me too.
Then you can explain to her why you're in the hospital at some point, why you are in India. That's a different
The
story.
truth is, the
But
guy
like,
never intended to go and see his mom in the hospital. If his uncle hadn't said,
oh, he
"Oh,
wasn't going to see
I
her.
want you to come and surprise your mom," and I'm sure that what he did
Yeah.
was he told his uncle, "Send me the flight money," then he pocketed it, then he now came and said, "Oh, I'm here,"
Yeah.
because that guy's a defaulter. Anyway,
This gamma.
to round up this episode, we do not claim this movie. This was a Bollywood movie, just happened to have some Jans in it.
Yes. So it was a Bollywood film
Unfortunately.
by way of some Nollywood actors.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm happy that our actors and our stars are going international. First in Hollywood, we call them. Amen.
I mean, we have Disney
It's
Productions, as Hollywood has called them, but that's
true,
neither here
though.
nor there.
True, you know. Did you watch it? I started
Of course, I
watching.
watched Siwaju. Are you kidding me? Tola reminds me of my baby sister. I watched it and I was so happy. And then, like, she finally got to watch it. And I was like, who does Tola remind you of? And she's like, me. I was like, good. I'm glad you understand that that's what you sound like.
Yeah, I think I almost finished it and I forgot.
Please.
Because I started watching things and then I forget watching it. And then Netflix has been doing this thing where it doesn't track me. So when I was watching this postcard, which the name of the movie also doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't
But
understand why it was called Postcards, to be honest,
but
because
when I was
nobody, like, who sent they were all in the same place.
exactly. But when I was watching it, Netflix wasn't tracking my progress. So I had to like if I paused and left Netflix back, I would start wondering where I stopped. It was so annoying. So annoying.
That sounds like stress.
Very, very stressful. Especially for a movie that I do not want to watch twice. Sacrifice my skills twice. No.
Alrighty, so I think our general consensus for this film is could have been a million times better. If you want to
I
watch
do not
it,
say that it could have been a million times better. I'll say would have probably been best left as drafts.
okay,
You
well,
know?
it's interesting to it could have been left as a draft. I don't necessarily if I agree with that, but fair. I think that if you have coconut head and you want to be confused for 3 hours of your life or 30 minutes a day for 6 days, have at it. But if you'd like your sanity and you know that you'll be annoyed, you'll be upset and a little bit frustrated with the way the plot is expunged, divulged, or the BB grammar. Girl, don't worry, it ain't worth it. Like, we have done the nitty-gritty for you. Ugh, I still don't like that word. We have done the hard work for you. I've gone through the trenches, we've gone through the fire.
Sacrifice our
Don't make
brain.
yourself have to do work twice.
A word is enough for the wise.
And 1,000 too much for the foolish. And that is your proverb for the day from your lovely, soon-to-be Yoruba aunties.
Shay.
Oh,
Urban Hollywood aunties.
love it.
So let me just tell you my second recommendation for YouTube Nollywood. This movie made me
Yay.
laugh so much. So
Love a good
basically,
call already.
honestly, like Madame left them at home, all of them drunk. Well, they get drunk or they go high, I don't even know. But the name of the movie is Away for the Weekend, and it was very funny.
Interesting. You
Yeah.
left people at home and you went haywire in the house. My God.
Seriously, who I am.
It is well.
Yeah,
Oh.
so With that being said, thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode
Thank
of
you, thank you,
the
thank
Nollywood
you.
Ramblers. Thank you guys for sticking with us even though we're not here last week. We were here, but in spirits.
But we were not here. It's a very complicated, confusing. See, Mercury was in the microwave. I've had days to say it as a thing. Maybe they say it used to mess technology. So Mercury was in the microwave. It messed our technology, and next thing we knew, we were caught handicapped out in the streets without a blanket. It was a terrible time.
Big
But
blue and low
anywho,
handicap.
we are back like a heart attack. I mean, a heart attack, but you get what I mean. It rhymes. Thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. We know you missed us. We missed you too. So please feel free to like, share, and subscribe if you have not already. Give us 5 stars as always if you have not already done so. Everywhere and anywhere that you listen to your podcast, 5 stars and 5 stars alone, please, and thank you. Anything else, stick to your pockets. And then write us a letter about it and we'll pretend to read it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you next week. Oh, and do not forget to look out for the poll on, at the bottom of the episode and on Twitter. We make one every week for every episode. And follow us on our socials if you are so inclined, which please be inclined. Please, please, critically. Thank you.